You're going to let her go. You're going to let her go. You're going to let her go. Did you find your Bible? Well, you don't want to find your Bible. Second Chronicles. Yeah, everything that is in you that needs to come out, bring it out. Bring it out. Bring it out. In the name of Jesus. I want vomit it out. Out. Sheriaba. Second Chronicles. Chapter 20. Verse 20. Are you there? Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Is a word that is spoken by King Jehoshaphat, which is part of his response after he was told that a great, mighty, and vast army is coming to war against him. So what was about to come to King Jehoshaphat was a battle that in the natural he could not win. Because in every sense, he was outnumbered. He could not prevail against the army. And naturally, you could see there was a concern and a fear and a dread that came upon the king and the whole nation. Because they felt and thought they were going to get annihilated. But as they were considering their options, one of the men came up with a word from the Lord, which was a word of encouragement. So this is Jehoshaphat's response after he was given a word. And from 20 says, and they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went out, they were going out to face their enemies. They were going out to face their enemies for a battle that they were very scared of. But having received the word of the Lord, their spirits were revived. It says, and as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, which is pretty much my word to you. Hear me. You can put your name there. Hear me who? Hear me who? Hear me who? Hear me who? And you inhabitants of Jerusalem. There's two things he wanted them to hear. Two things he wanted them to understand. The hope in communicating and perhaps people understanding goes with an aim that perhaps, probably, maybe people may be moved to a place where they may begin to apply what they had. So he says, hear me. in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your confidence in Him. And He goes on to give a reason why He wants them, why He wants you to believe in the Lord, why He wants you to put your confidence in Him. Because if you believe in Him, He says, you will be established. If you believe in the Lord, you will be established. What does that mean, to be established? It means you will be built up. You will be raised. Not only are you raising up as a tower, but you are also getting firmer, stronger foundations. And when you are established, you are not a fly-by-night kind of person. When you are established, your witness and legacy endures a lifetime as a testimony of God's goodness, as a testimony of God's faithfulness, as a testimony of God's ability to deliver, to serve, to heal, and to provide. Is anybody listening? If you believe in Him, you will be established. What does that mean to you? God wants a lasting legacy out of you. God wants a lasting testimony out of you. God wants a lasting breakthrough in you. God doesn't just want to do something that is here today and evaporates tomorrow. He doesn't just want to do something for you that is here today and is like never happened tomorrow. He wants to establish you. Why? Because He is an intergenerational God. He says He visits the iniquities of those that hate Him to the third and fourth generation, but He visits His kindness of love to 1,000 generation of those that love Him. That is what it looks like to be established. You could look at the house of David, existed 2,000 years ago. How are you doing, sweetie? He said to David, I will establish your house. And more than 2,000 years later, we are still talking about the house of David. That's what it looks like to be established. And funny enough, that's what He promises to do for you. That long after you are gone, your family, your work, your deeds, your testimony is embedded in a history textbook for generations to come to hear and learn about you. But first, before we get there, you gotta do something. Believe in Him. Put your trust in Him. Why? Because when you put your trust in Him, He becomes the foundation on which He establishes you. He becomes the rock on which He builds you. And if He is the rock, if He is the foundation on which He builds you, There is no hoof that is going to huff and puff that is going to blow your house down. Eh? They can huff and puff and hoof, you remain standing. But if you build on your own flimsy, clumsy foundation, our success will be like a shooting star. Only lasts for a few seconds. That's not what he's after. What does that look like to believe in him? Believing in him is having faith in him. Having faith in him is acting upon the words he's spoken to you. You see, the church has gotten this thing half right. We've been told that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That's how faith comes. But that's not how faith begins to work for you. Having faith come to you is one thing, and having that faith work for you is completely something different. Faith comes by you hearing the word of God. But faith begins to work for you when you begin to act on the word of God. Because the moment you begin to act on the word of God, you force God to respond in defense of his own word. Because he says he watches over his word to do what? To perform it. So for him to begin to perform his word, somebody gotta begin acting on his word. Isn't this just obvious? Okay? When does that begin working for you, Marco? When you start acting on it. Not just believing it. Believing it, hearing it, gets you where? In the door. Believing it, hearing it, gets you in the door. But acting on it, that's what brings you the fruit. That's what brings you the result. That's what brings you the breakthrough. This is a good example here. I heard the word of God about the hair. I had two choices. Number one, I wouldn't want to offend her about her look. So, in not to offend her, I will do nothing about it. She won't be offended. I'll lose nothing, but she missed on the destined day of breakthrough. Do you understand that? But the moment I heard and chose to act on what I heard, that released the power because God had to perform his word. That is how you twist God's hand. How do you twist God's hand? By acting on his word. Because he's got no choice but to come out and do it. Otherwise, the demons will be laughing at him. Does that make sense to anybody? Hearing the word alone is not enough. Eh? Hearing the word alone is not enough. That was good preaching. Well, it'll be good preaching when you start doing it. Oh boy, you should download the podcast of whatever sermon that was. Well, you can listen to it a million times, but until you begin to act on it, it will produce no fruit in your life. And I know acting on his word can be intimidating, because the foundations of most of our lives is fear. We fail to act on what he says because we are afraid of failing. Now, here's the thing about being afraid of failing. The fact that you didn't do it because you're afraid of failing, you failed. Now, in what universe does not acting because you're afraid of failing equate to success? So you can say, it's just dumb. We fail to act on his word because we are afraid of what people might say or what people might think, which means that we value people's opinions and thoughts above the opinions and thoughts of God. And if you want to work and experience signs and wonders and miracles, you gotta be a person that is willing to take a chance on God. Do you hear that? You gotta be willing to do what? Take a chance on God. I might do what I do, call people out, do this thing. I'm willing to miss it and look at my father and say, I had a God, didn't I? Then go home wondering what could have happened if I did take a chance. And you know what I found out? Every time I take a chance, more often than not, we succeed. Okay? Believe in the Lord and you will be established. Listen to what he said to you and begin to act upon what he has said to you. And when you begin to act upon what he said to you, God is moved to begin to perform his word. Are you understanding that? How do you begin to move in breakthrough? When you begin to act on what he said to you, when you begin to act on his word. The Bible says, believers shall lay their hands on the sick and the sick shall be healed. How come we don't have people healed? When did you last lay their hand on anything sick? They were trying to see a result of a transaction we never performed. It doesn't just work that way, does it? So he gives you two keys. So the first one was what? Believe in the Lord and you'll be established. You'll be built up. You'll be that. And he gives him a second one. And believe in his prophets and you will prosper. Some of you are established but not prosperous. Does that explain to you why? Now, here's a truth thing that feels a little bit quite a, You believe in God himself. You believe in God himself and you'll be what? Established. Why? Because it's a foundation on which he is building you. But if you believe a man who he sent, you will prosper. Now, the problem is we have problems with the man he sends. We have issues with the man he sends. So coming to a place of believing the man he sends is a little bit of an issue. So we don't. So we are established, but still struggling. You two are having very good fellowship here. Why didn't we listen to the man he sent? We have an issue with him. Does God seem to care if you have an issue with him? Does he seem to miss out if you have an issue with him? Does he seem to suffer if you have an issue with him? That's the funny part. Now, in this context, to help you, what does the word prosper mean? It is making, it's a picture of you are going somewhere. And ahead on the path you're going, there is a blockage. There is a wall. Are you understanding? So what he's saying is, if you believe in the prophet, he will push you over. What did he do? He will push you over so you get to the other side, to the breakthrough, the promise, the destiny that God has for you. That's what it means. You believe in this prophet and he'll do what? Push you over. Okay? 15 years we've been on that place. We've had every prophetic word. We've done every Bible study, but we're still facing this wall where we can't proceed. And with the instruction, what do? Push over. And you get up, you're away on the other side, where now you can easily glide into your prosperity. You can glide into your blessing. You can glide into everything that the Father has for you. Indeed, part of it means you will be fruitful. Things will go well for you. Everything will be well. Because the word of the Lord gives you a foundation. The word of the prophetic gives you an instruction of what you need to do in order to overcome what you are facing when? Today. Eh? The word of the Lord is logos. The word of the prophet is rhema. It is relevant to your life when? Now. And it would speak to the issues that are blocking your life and your path when? now. Making sense to anybody? So probably the biggest disservice is we've narrowed down the prophetic to words of encouragement. There is a gift known as the gift of encouragement, which is different from the gift of So why have we settled nicely and comfortably on encouragement? Because we've been raised to be a generation that plays it safe. We play it so safe that we are very sensitive that we don't want to offend anybody. But if you're going to speak for a God who is not a respecter of person and you are worried about not offending people, you're in the wrong business. What business are you? A wrong one. You should become a motivational speaker, not a preacher. Ora kasender yakoma. I think I've talked enough.
Why do I leave you?
Believe in the word of the Lord and you will be established. But being established alone is not enough. The Lord wants you to move past being established to being prosperous. But as he gives you a heart and the promise to prosper you, he wants to deal with the blockages that stand in your way. He wants you to be pushed over. Okay? So sometimes my job is to push things. And to push people to do things they don't want to do. What is my job sometimes? To push you. And if you're not responding to pushing, I kick you. And if you're not responding, I drag you. Yeah? That's the whole thing, is to push you over the wall, push you over that barrier, push you over that blockage, push you over that stumbling block, push you over that situation, push you over that circumstance. And the most difficult people to push are those ones sitting on a lounge. They're just too comfortable. Too relaxed. They've got their feet up reclining. I don't want to move. It's nice here. Well, God didn't call you for nice. He called you for great. And I've said this a million times over. Good is the greatest enemy for greatness. So, if I seem like I seem pushy to you sometimes, I'm not apologizing. I'm just doing what I should be doing. Are you doing what you should be doing? Okay, let's stand. Some time to push a few more things. Begin to pray where you are. Ask the Lord to push you over your circumstance. Whatever thing that is pulling you down, just say, God, I'm here. I'm just barely reaching the top of this barrier. Push me over. I'm just so happy. You see, we could done a 40 days prayer and fasting, gone to Benny Hinn or wherever, until the root was uncovered. We're still stuck. Isn't that the beauty and the goodness of God? Tony, I need to use up the insurance. Just reach out. I know for some of us have been crying for way too long. Well, God, when is it going to change? God, when are you going to do something? God, 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 God. And whatever it is we've been crying now for, whatever it is, she's all right now. Whatever it is, whatever it is, can I encourage you to do two little things? If you build your life on this scripture, you will do well. You will go far. You will achieve greater heights than you can ever imagine. What are the two things? Believe in the Lord and he will establish you. Believe in his prophets and you will prosper. And those are the two little words Jehoshaphat went into battle with. And you wouldn't imagine the victory he had. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are a father. I am your son. Master, the God in heaven. You are God and you rule and reign, and I'm your servant. In your name, I ask, release your angels to move in here. I command angels to move. I command angels of deliverance to move. I command angels of healing to move. I command angels of breakthrough to move. I command angels of, in any area, move, 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 move. I ask, Father, let your angels begin to disconnect your people from whatever the enemy's connected them to. I command that your angels disconnect people from any marine kingdom. Your angels disconnect people, Father, from the principalities or the kingdoms of the air, from the kingdoms of the underground. In the name of Jesus, I command, Father, every snake spirit. I command, Father, every marine spirit. I command, Father, every spirit of witchcraft. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over any spirit of witchcraft, any spirit of witchcraft, any spirit of witchcraft, any spirit of witchcraft, in the mighty name of Jesus. I command that broken. I command that broken. I command broken. Whatever the enemy has tied your destiny to, I command that broken. Be set free. 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 Be delivered. Be delivered. Be delivered. Be delivered. Be delivered. Be delivered. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 I command every bondage over your life. I command every bondage over your life to be broken. I command every bondage to be broken. Every bondage to be broken. Every bondage, every bondage, every bondage, every bondage, every bondage, every bondage, every bondage be broken. Every bondage be broken. In the name of Jesus. There's a few people that your lives have been operating under the influence of the spirit of witchcraft. I'm not saying you are a witch, but the spirit of witchcraft that has been working against you. Father, in the name of Jesus, wherever the spirit of witchcraft has been operating, I command it broken. 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 Angels, let's call it out. Angels, call it out. Angels, fish it out. Angels, fish it out. Angels, fish it out. In the name of Jesus, fish it out. In Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 I break its influence over your life. I break the spirit, the influence of the spirit of witchcraft over your life. I break the influence of the spirit of witchcraft over your family. I break the influence of the spirit of witchcraft over your marriage, over your relationship, over your finances. In Jesus' mighty name, I command that spirit broken. I command that spirit broken. I command that power 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 broken. In Jesus' mighty name. Hey! Sheketeria ma, rieke mama ma nde rieka seketeria kababa, rieke sende, rieke ba, deke rieka ba, rie mama. Father, just break every influence, every influence, every influence that you've come under, every influence that you've put under, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Hey! In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. I break its hold over your life, over your family, over your children, over your grandchildren. In Jesus' mighty name.